You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, indeed. Hello, goblins.
Morena.
How are you?
Oh, so good.
Better than ever.
I love puppets.
This is really impressive, guys. So the craft you were set by the BFM listeners a couple of weeks ago was puppets. Puppetry. That's a good craft. Nice hobby.
Yeah, and it's broad. There's so many different types of puppets, you see.
Like there really are.
There's sock puppets. There's marionettes. There's puppets to the system, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Wearable right puppets. Right on. I was thinking like a Big Bird type of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a costume.
I think that you could say that's in the costume puppet like overlap, you know?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there's Muppets, that's a type of puppet.
Totally. You were set a very specific vibe by the BFM listeners, though. Actually, you should say a specific BFM listener. Shout outs to Sarah for this one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Rave puppets. Rave is the vibe I've gone for here.
I have been to a rave.
Well done.
I've been to two, I think.
Nice.
During the floods
last
year.
You guys get
down, eh? Friendly potential rave. That was great. I was there till they kicked me out.
Nice.
And I met lots of people, including my puppet.
Can I just say, what you guys can't see at home right now is that Callum is ready to go with a sock puppet on his hand, who's looking me dead in the eyes. And you've really got them primed and ready for their debut. Do you want to introduce us to your sock puppet this morning?
Yeah, say hi, Molly.
Hey, how's it going?
Sorry, Molly had a big night.
So guys, I smoked two vapes last night, and I was not socially distancing. But I'm really excited to be here on BFM.
I love how in the audio medium, all we've got is just that voice. Do you want to describe Molly to us?
I hadn't practiced the voice.
I really liked how you put Molly's mouth up to the microphone and you moved away and then you went, oh no.
This is hard work. Puppets on the radio.
Who would have thought it could be done? Literally no one.
So I've got a... A blue woman sock.
Okay.
And
gender your woman socks.
Sock.
I bought it in a pack of three.
And it said women's socks. I see. Right.
Women's for women's feet.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got a blue sock going on here.
And I've got a bead nose and some eyes that I've glued on, and then some sparkly hair.
Sparkly hair is really nice. Sparkly hair made out of pipe cleaners by the looks of it.
That's right.
The most useful of craft objects.
Trade rave.
And then I've got like a black kitchen glove that I've fashioned into raven arms.
I would call this it's really impressive.
It's like a two-piece latex set.
Yes.
With a mini skirt and then a cropped long sleeve.
Very nice.
Similar to your top there, Stella, but if this was latex, yeah. And then she's got a choker too.
She's got a little choker and she's got a bum bag which has her gum in it and her vape.
And nothing else, of course. Just say Molly on it.
Oh, that's her name.
That's their name. That's their name.
Yeah.
She's really beautiful, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's... That was Molly saying that.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice. Okay, Annabelle, what have you brought us this morning?
This is the fire starter.
Oh, we were... Oh my gosh! Annabelle's got a full marionette up in here. What can you describe, please?
That is
please?
Not a full marionette.
That is.
That marionette has no skin or eyes.
Okay, well, that's true.
Well, look, sometimes with these things you run out of time, but I did. So I went for marionette. This is Firestarter. She's wearing a little. She's okay. Okay. Full disclosure. I only got as far as making kind of the framework, and so she's working. But she's supposed to have clothes, but she's just empty.
She's got multiple partition joints. It's actually really impressive.
Yeah, so I don't know if you can tell, but I was the top part here, her torso, the Firestarter's torso, is like a crop top. It was going to be like a halter neck top.
Okay.
And then she's got these like flat form, big, chunky rave shoes and wide leg pants, wide leg trousers, and also moon buns.
And the moon buns, what are they made out of?
Made of gum.
Did you just take that out of your mouth before we went on air?
Yes.
That is disgusting, bro. But I'm kind of impressed by the ingenuity of it.
I thought about it on our way here. I was like, oh, I didn't put her moon buns on. And I was like, what am I going to use for the moon buns? And I was chewing away on some chud.
And that's where we got. All right, let's get some scoring going on. I don't know. They're both really impressive today, guys. I have to say, you really pulled it out of the park. Pride, what are you giving yourself, Annabelle?
It's really tricky. I'm really proud of the mechanism that I've made. This is really fun, but ultimately, it's not what I wanted. It wasn't my vision. I ran out of time, and that's a me problem, so I'm going with the 2 on Pride. I'm not proud.
I think you've undersold yourself there. What have you got, Callum?
I would be more proud of Molly if she'd come home at a normal hour, but she was out very late last night, so 4 out of 5.
Okay, we'll give you that. Creativity, both actually super impressive, I have to say. 4 for you, Annabelle.
Thank you.
5 for Callum today.
What?
I just have to say, it's the most impressive sock puppet I've seen. So you're getting a full 5 for creativity. I will not expand
further. That's never been done.
That's never again.
Skill, though, this is a very well-constructed marionette. You are getting a 4 again for that one.
She's dancing to the music, FYI.
And I'm going to give you a 3.5, Callum, because I do think that a sock puppet is possibly easier to make.
Yep.
But the latex two-piece suit is really quite special.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Nice one. Goblin factor. Whoa. This is a hard one today. It's pretty strong for both sides. The chewing gum sort of skinless marionette is pretty goblin.
Mm-hmm. And the foam that I used is pretty flesh toned.
Yeah, let's say a nice, like, I'm going to give you a 3.5 again on the goblin factor there. And for you, Callum, the voice has really tipped it to a 4 for me, so.
Thank you.
While we let Scoremaster Stella count that one up, let's have a bit of local rave music. This is Body Beat Ritual with Conflict Resolution.
The puppets want to dance.
You're on BFM.
Just for added stakes.
Okay, we've counted up some scores, but just off air, these guys revealed one of the most. I think you buried the lead on this. You're both genetically related to significant puppeteers. Tell us about your family relationship to puppets.
So my granddad Harold in Christchurch, he was a well-known ventriloquist, and he famously did he had a radio show, and he would do radio plays with his ventriloquist dummy. And yes, it doesn't make sense. He didn't need to have the dummies in the room, did he? But he did anyway. He had Denny and Kenny. Denny and Kenny, his two ventriloquist puppets, and he would do whole plays with the...
That's amazing.
Yeah, he had a lot of different... He could do a lot of voice acting, which I am realising where I got that from.
That's really impressive. Shout out to your granddad. And you're also related to a puppet person?
Yeah, my grandpa Jim would make puppets and have little puppet shows.
Yeah.
I think he had a puppet theatre that he donated to my primary school.
What? That's so good.
We made puppets, little hand puppets, kind of like this.
You guys really did bury the lead on your puppet creds there.
Yeah.
Also, it's in the family.
That makes so much sense. Everything suddenly is locked into place about the hobby god.
Puppeteer granddads.
The juke's out. All right, Scoremaster Stella, what are we working with here?
Come on.
Annabelle, you're sitting on a 13.5.
13.5. All right, okay.
Molly and Callum, you're sitting on a 16.5.
I'm so sorry, Firestarter.
I've got to say, the text machine was Team Callum as well, so it's worked out quite nicely this morning.
Shout out to Molly's fans.
Molly's fans out there. How are we going to destroy your beautiful Firestarter?
I think you're going to cut her into some shapes.
All right, hold her up. We've got to make this full drama. Get that microphone in there for...
Okay.
Here. Oh, God. Bye.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, hang on, I'll pump that up. Oh, it's very subtle. Oh, it's brutal to watch. Oh,
wow,
no!
Cutting her off limb by limb.
I thought you were just going to chop the strings. You're really going for the full limbs.
Yeah, there's wire involved. Oh, my God, hanging on by a thread. Gone.
R.I.P. Firestarter Puppet. Thank you very much. We'll post a photo and a video of both Molly and Firestarter. But we need a new Hobby Goblin craft and theme, please, to 5395. Chuck your name in the message so we know who to cred. Thanks again to Sarah for these ones.
Yeah.
Give us a hobby. This week was puppets. Give us a vibe. This week was rave. That's the kind of world you're working with. Thanks, goblins.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.